Let's get the news in detail now from Kate Carlin.
The 33rd Dáil will meet for the final time today before the general election campaign begins tomorrow afternoon. It comes after Taoiseach Simon Harris said it was his intention to seek a dissolution of the Dáil tomorrow after weeks of speculation about an election date. Mr. Harris said polling day will be Friday the 29th of November. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane reports.
Weeks of tension for election candidates has now lifted after the Taoiseach confirmed on the 6-1 News that polling day will be Friday the 29th of November and he will seek the dissolution of the Dáil tomorrow. Many TDs have already cleared out their offices at Leinster House and they are out on the campaign trail. The likely themes of the campaign are already evident, with opposition parties focusing on housing, the cost of living, stretched health services and the spending of public money on lavish projects like the costly Leinster House bike shed. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told a Fianna Fáil meeting last night that the party wants to lead the next government, but he conceded that many people are still grappling with the cost of living and people's safety in towns and cities is an issue which must be tackled.
The Biden administration is preparing for a peaceful transfer of power to President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump clinched the presidency this week after a whirlwind campaign. His rival, Kamala Harris, conceded during a speech last night. From Washington, Jackie Fox reports.
In a televised speech from Howard University in Washington, D.C. last night, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said she had called Donald Trump, congratulated him on his triumph, and promised to engage in a peaceful transfer of power. The Trump campaign said Joe Biden had also contacted the president-elect and extended an invitation to the White House to ensure a smooth transition. Donald Trump has over 70 days of a transition period and will build his team before Inauguration Day. One top item on the to-do list is filling around 4,000 government positions with political appointees. Jackie Fox, RT News, Washington.
The Taoiseach is in Budapest for the gathering of the European Political Community, a grouping of 47 European countries, including the 27 member states of the European Union. Leaders are due to discuss security, energy and migration, as well as Russia's war against Ukraine. But the meeting will be dominated by Mr. Trump's victory in the US presidential elections. From Budapest, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The European Community has met four times and this time it's being hosted by Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The timing could not be more awkward for the majority of EU leaders. Mr. Orban is alone alongside Slovakia's Robert Fico in enthusiastically celebrating Donald Trump's victory, while the rest of the EU dreaded such an outcome. Orban is today hosting the meeting by virtue of Hungary's presidency of the European Union, but there are non-EU members present, including the UK, Turkey, Azerbaijan and Iceland. The continent is bracing itself for a second Trump term. Europe would be uniquely exposed to the barrage of tariffs on exports Trump has threatened. All eyes too will be on Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who's travelled to Budapest for the meeting. Will Trump abandon Ukraine to Russia? Following the result yesterday, President Zelensky said he appreciated Donald Trump's commitment to the, quote, peace through strength approach in global affairs, saying it could help bring an end to the conflict. Whether Trump will support peace on Ukraine's terms, that Russia withdraws its forces, remains to be seen. The meeting will also be overshadowed by the collapse of the German coalition and what that might mean for European resilience. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Budapest.
2024 is almost certain to be the world's hottest year on record, according to a new forecast from the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service. The data indicates that temperatures will be more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels for the first time. Fergal O'Brien reports.
The hottest year on record was recorded in 2023, with a global average temperature of 14.98 degrees Celsius, 1.48 degrees above pre-industrial levels. The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service is forecasting this year will have been even warmer, with scientists warning it is now virtually certain 2024 will be more than 1.5 degrees higher than before the Industrial Revolution and likely more than 1.55 degrees higher. It means the world has breached, temporarily at least, a key threshold in the Paris Climate Agreement, under which countries had committed to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius and as close as possible to 1.5 degrees. The figures were compiled based on a computer-generated analysis of billions of measurements from satellites, ships, aircraft, and weather stations around the world. It comes as countries prepare to meet for COP29, the latest round of UN climate talks, which begins next week in Azerbaijan.
Women's Aid says it helped almost 400 pregnant women who were victims of domestic violence assaults over the last 3.5 years. The organisation participated in a pilot partnership with 4 leading maternity hospitals to increase practical supports to pregnant victims of domestic abuse. Speaking on this programme, Women's Aid CEO Sarah Benson said leaving an abusive relationship is not an easy process, and many of the people it helped had additional and complex needs.
We work really dynamically to meet their needs. So for some, leaving wasn't yet an option. Okay. However, we would give them the support them to get their own immigration status, to access social welfare benefits, to build the possibility to safe exit.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy and dry in many areas today. Some drizzle, mainly in the south and southwest, and some western coastal parts. Highest temperatures 12 to 16 degrees.